going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Loudmouth in the corner's getting to me.
Who is this?
Talking about my earrings and my hair, David Allan Coe.
I knew it. My husband used to listen to this.
See, I've been to prison.
Hell yeah.
On him for I knock him off his chair. Because my long hair just can't cover up my red neck. I've won every fight I ever fought.
Ow!
Keep telling me that I ain't country. Worth Dan, no, didn't add any bones. I can sing all them songs about Texas. And I still rue all the sad ones that I know. They tell me I look like Merle Haggard.
Merle.
And sound a lot like David Allan Coe. All right, I can do the whole thing, but wait.
It's Cole Wetzel's daddy, right?
It's called Long Haired Redneck.
I love it.
Every song I wrote. It. Oh, man. I can remember this would be played at the... And then my last album.
Might be the only one
I
you
love
get away
your
with
singing.
Playing.
It might be one of. You love my singing?
I do. It makes me happy.
It's so bad.
It's
I don't
okay.
care either.
You sound like you're having fun.
That's.
Gets you in the mood.
Nothing like a DAC to get the morning
going.
This
is one of those driving songs when you're in a car together. All you buddies are going out drinking and doing boy things, whatever that is.
Like if Diddy said, you know, put on the lunch down at the Y, maybe.
Oh, yes.
Let's listen to that one for
you
a
He never knew the... yeah.
You should be careful quoting Diddy.
No, well, he's talking about my dad.
Oh, the other right?
Matt's dad's Phil.
Matt's
okay.
dad's Phil.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Diddy, Sean Combs, has never heard of David Allan Coe.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and say publicly that I would like to concede the nickname back to Sean Combs.
No, yes, it'll be hard to reclaim now.
It's hard when you talk... because. My dad had been Diddy since I was a kid, and we'd call him out on the radio and everything. And then
I remember, oh,
Sean
ruined it.
Puff Daddy, Puffy, Puff, H&R yeah. Puff and stuff, whatever.
Puff getting entrapped, depending on who you listen to, is probably ruined the name. So I don't blame you.
I'll
on that
say,
one. Man, if you put the song on about the pillows,
it's
the,
yes,
the
Daddy,
it's the freak thing that kind of turns me off, makes me want to run out of the.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to just calling my dad daddy. Even though, you know, it'll make it a lot easier. But yeah, he... I should call him Daddy Allan Coe. I really should.
I love that.
God, why don't Coe Wilson...
Daddy Allan Coe.
David Allan Coe Wetzel.
Do a tour. Do a tour. People
the two of them together?
I don't think the DAC is going out and touring anymore.
Why not?
I mean, he's very old now.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. I'm of course, sorry. I need to stop in Willie. Pardon. Willie, he's
like
done it in a long,
something.
Long time.
Willie's 92, I think.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. But he's still touring, though.
Well, good for him.
Well, I know, but it's
just. Is that a birthday?
It's not. Okay, well, David Allen Coe is 85.
He can still get out and do country honky tonk.
For the last gig I remember Coe was going to play, David Allen Coe, not Cole Weasel, was when we were at that
Wetzel.
Cole Weasel. It's not here anymore. It was a restaurant, but it was like they had a stage, and that's when somebody got their shoes filled with soda because food got spilt on them.
Oh yeah,
it was a business meeting. I'm like, Coe's coming here next week.
Was it a wild place?
Oh man, yeah,
probably. If they had David Allen Coe coming, we had a party there years ago.
I was gonna say that was the first party that we met Waka Flocka at.
Yeah.
Did
we do a
industrialist
Halloween
father
thing
of many
at that place?
We have friends that have nicknames.
Yes.
Okay.
We did.
Yeah. I remember that.
He's like, oh yeah, we got Coe, man. We booked him. We're like, okay. See what kind of place this is.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It did nothing from the prison tapes.
Nope.
Nothing from the Underground album.
As far as I know, the last tour he went on, and that was years and years ago.
Yeah. I've only seen David Allen Coe one time, and call in with your David Allen Coe memories. He's still with us, but I saw him at trust me, I did not get invited to many things like this ever, but it was the Kid Rock birthday party.
Oh, Lord, that thing.
At the strip club here
in
town.
Were you one of the people that were taking...
I was
your copies and making copies so extra people can get in.
Nope.
I did not do that.
I never went
because that's not my thing.
Bequeathed the ticket and I went. What, you don't like going
like
to places
boobs
where bigger boobs might be?
No. It's impossible. If they were, nobody could get in the room.
The only time I went there was to look for you boys and you'd already left.
Sure.
Somebody
says that.
Oh, yeah.
No, I swear to you.
One particular night when... Look at my lips.
Wedding.
Good luck. Have fun with that one. Translating what he's trying to say. You have to write it down.
Okay.
No, not that. It was like...
Let's play charades after the show.
No, it's where I had the bachelorettes and you had the bachelors that night.
So that is what I was referring to.
Is that
to
what it was that night?
Your husband.
No.
Okay.
It wasn't my husband. It was like... Numerous nuptials.
I love this.
Oh, yeah. Okay, two different nights.
Yeah.
Two different nights.
I didn't know there was one after that. That's kind of odd.
And I went looking for you, thinking, this is going to be the party at this one place that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. Well, no, it exists.
That's
just
where
under
somebody
different...
keyed my car when I was there.
Probably a
lady that didn't have boobs quite as big as yours. She's like, get out. This is my turf.
And I found that everybody was nice to me there. The other time that I went to a strip club, the girls kept trying to talk to me.
The manager keeps saying, "Hey,
no,
looking for
fat
some part-time
boy disappeared,"
work?
And he said he went to the bathroom, but we know what you're really doing.
I went to Food Lion to take the gnarliest ass I've taken in the past 10 years. Right in Lyman.
Gnarly.
It probably still looks like a pollock inside of the
toilet. Did you hang loose on that one?
I didn't want to take a dump there at the strip club. This is before we got propositioned with the private rooms in the back.
We are doing a remote thing, and I'm the only person left sitting in the strip club. All the guys are gone, and I'm having these girls come up and talk to me. You know, I am a dancer, and I was like, okay, I think you're talented. I'm not going to tip you, though.
Did you tell them I'm a classically trained dancer? I do ballet?
Well, I did. I told them what my background is. It's ballet, modern dance, and jazz.
My background is a thick shadow.
I take a little tap. That's it. Took a few tap classes.
This is when guys said, which one of these girls do you like? I'm like, she looks pretty good. He's like, you want to buy her for an hour? I'm like, no.
An hour?
Yeah. They had
you
want
to buy a girl for an hour?
Yeah, the room's in the back. Why do you think they showed us those rooms? I'm like, these are nice. I'm like, oh, this is where we mill girls through.
You got a tipper. At least 40, right?
It's not milling them. It's trafficking now, okay?
I'm sorry. With it. Hey, you said somebody made copies of the Kid Rock tickets for the after party?
It was
that's smart.
It was a little lanyard thing you'd wear, and they were not hologrammed like they are now. Now, mine came from the then program director.
But I know that people that were at that station took extra copies because I remember hearing about it.
But the funny thing about, and I do want to asterisk this, is at Kid Rock's birthday party, I didn't have a VIP ticket to his birthday party. I just had, and they were like, you couldn't buy. It was just like, I had them because I worked in radio and other people, whatever. And, But Kid Rock was in that upper level. Mm-hmm. And it was chained off, or roped. I shouldn't say chained off. It was roped off.
Did you ever talk to Kid
Rock? Hell no.
No.
No, I did at the meet and greet. But
yeah, he was.
He
nice.
Was, dude. He was very cool. But that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Literally. Golly, man.
That's the only.
Damn.
I wasn't.
See how Kid Rock is now.
Was that at another club where he was there, and then he went? I can't remember.
It's now known as God. Why can I not think of what it's called? Fat Boy. What's the strip club name?
Which one?
The one up above.
Yeah. Not Trophy.
No. Well, I have an idea, but I don't think it's right, and I don't want to say it.
You're not talking about Bikini Bay, are you?
Is it where Lust is?
It used to be in the storage unit.
It is. That's what it is. Okay.
Lust is still there. I don't know if they got a buffet or not for lunch.
That's where his Kid Rock's birthday party was at.
Are you sure?
And David, yeah, absolutely.
I didn't go to it.
Oh, that was awful you just did.
I'm sorry.
And David Allan Coe comes out wearing a pink fur coat.
Whew.
Starting to question his decisions. Like,
well, it was probably for breast cancer.
Is he starting
guys
to turn?
Guys look good in pink, believe it or not.
Yes, they do. Well, I don't know how to take that.
I don't either.
You want to talk to Ron real quick on the way out?
Yes.
Is it Ron Harper, Ron Reisch?
Hey, Ron.
Ron, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Paige?
Good.
Well, kiss my ass, Ron. I said hey, too.
What?
I said
That's
hey,
not
too.
Paige?
What?
He's working here.
It is Paige and Matt and Fat
Oh,
Boy.
Hey, Paige.
Good morning.
Am I getting good signal?
You are.
All right.
Is there like something between you two already?
No, I don't
it's
know.
Like we don't.
What's up, Ron?
We ain't privy to or.
Listen to you guys. We're out getting ready to go cut some grass.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
I'm not going to speak to you, Ron.
You pissed him off, Ron.
I'll talk to all of you.
Turn my volume down on my headphones.
You got to talk to him first, though. It's like, that's how it works.
Is this Ron from the TV store?
This is,
nope.
This, okay. This is grass, Ron. Like,
grass
your,
Ron.
Your ass is the grass and he's the lawnmower.
I like being that king.
What?
Yeah, we're up every morning, man. We like your guys'
like the pattern.
Hospitality.
Our hospitality. Oh, wow. You stayed at our hotel before. Ron, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I will talk to
thank
you now.
Thank you for your service,
thanks for,
Ron.
You know, the grass won't cut itself.
Love it.
Now, will it? Thank you for
no,
what you
it will
do.
Not.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
Sound like hot dude, Ron.
I want to pee cutting that grass
cutting grass today.
Today
he's going to be.
What? You want to pee in the grass he's cutting?
No, I want my name.
She cutting said, I want to pee in the grass he's cutting today.
Why my would initial. You want to pee on his grass?
I want. Never mind.
Tell you, she's into some fun stuff. She don't want to really.
It's like going nowhere.
Hello. Well, there's several ways to take that. You said you want to pee in his grass.
No, I want him to cut a pee in that grass today.
So you want, is that like take a whiz?
My initial.
You want to watch him take a whiz?
She wants to watch him pee in the grass.
Weird, man.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's a great call.
Oh, yeah? Oh, Ron?
I think Ron must call Paige a lot on her afternoon show.
No?
No. Oh.
I forgot the one guy they used to, but, you know, we used to hang out afterwards for a little bit in the old studio.
Do you remember that call?
Some guy would call Paige, and so I'm like, is this guy rifling him off? Like, you know.
No, it's P1 Manfredi. You called all the time.
No, that's not who he's talking about.
No.
This was the guy who was just sitting there, and you could tell you were just trying to get off the – I mean, you were taking his request or what have you, but you were like, all right, that's enough. We're good. And then – it was very awkward to listen to.
It's really creepy. Like, the guy was just, but I mean, you probably
he was like, it sounded like he was talking and running at the same time, if that makes any sense. Like, he was very out of breath.
Oh, yeah.
In Spartanburg?
No, it was here. Yeah, we're in the studio. But he's like he's the phone equivalent of the Where's My Hug guy. You know that guy. You
know. Oh, at the wedding. Yeah.
Well, like any guy.
Yeah. Where's my hug?
I love when you tell a story like Paige applies it to specific points in her life. Like, I remember what the hell those are.
You didn't go to her wedding?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, when that was the weird thing.
Never forget the after party because that was when, or the reception they call it. That was when South Carolina beat Alabama at home.
Yes.
I don't know why I remember that because I hate both of those teams.
Because you were watching it in the bar.
You shouldn't. Yeah, and remember who our bartender was that night? Hey, folks.
It was.
A young attorney, Rob Inario, before he was an attorney. Well, I think he was, I don't know.
He was about to take the lawyer test, I think, whatever you call it.
The bar.
That.
He is the bar.
He is the bar. That was one of his, he was finishing up, I think.
Yeah.
God, that is crazy.
I wrote something down earlier today, and now I know what it is. Okay.
Oh, please.
You ever write stuff down, like, I'll write three words of that down to remind myself, and you're like, what does that mean? First off, why did I write down armpit deodorant? Now I remember.
Oh.
Fat Boy, we were talking about, I was asking him about his deodorant this morning, Paige.
Because I got new deodorant.
You got new deodorant.
Ooh. Aluminum free.
And
good
I was like,
for you.
Smells like peach.
Do you have any kind of like, you know, whatevers? You know, meaning like, I'm weird about it. I do three strokes under each arm.
Oh, OCD.
No, is it?
I mean, probably.
If you're
counting. But no, listen to this. What'd you say, Fat Boy?
I go left to right, but you got to swipe across. Like, you know, boom. Works better that way.
He goes, but always left first.
Yeah, not up and down, across the pit.
Why, though? I mean, I always, like, wipe with my right hand. I always, when it goes to putting on shoes, I always put the right shoe on first.
I couldn't wipe with the left. It just wouldn't happen.
Yeah, I know, right? It's weird. It's like trying to write with your left hand. It's like.
You probably should switch
hands. I feel like such a. Whatever is the societal cool word to say about a dumb person. That's what I feel like when I try to write with my left hand. Like, what is this thing in my hand? I look like I'm holding a chopstick.
You look like you just kind of crippled up a little.
I know. It looks like I got arthritis when I hold a pen in the wrong hand. If you're asexual, whatever it's called, we use both.
Ambidextrous.
Okay. Then you're probably like, oh, you guys are so silly.
I can't even do the motion that you would have to do to wipe with the left hand. Like, you just don't work that way.
You mean this?
Like, even just, like, contorting your... Wow, who the hell wipes like
God,
that?
God, you're rubbing all over yourself. God, I want to video that.
Yeah, do it, please. Because she's
no, I don't want to do it.
She's a folder, right? So she's a folder.
Yeah, yes. I'm a water. You're a water. She's a folder.
So she covers the whole hand, but she's doing
get all
that.
The, all the way.
What if the video is just...
With them fingernails, though, I bet you ever clawed your ass before?
No, I've cut all my fingernails off. What if they're short as they ever were.
Oh, okay.
What if you video just the hand?
Because I can't scratch your face.
Yeah. It was like she took her hand up, like she's waving, and then took her hand and folded it.
Like a snake. Like she made a little
snake.
Like
she was scooping something.
Yeah.
And then curved it in. And then she's like waving, like, come here. You're rubbing it all over yourself. You need to use wipes.
I know.
You're already going back to front. Like,
why
you
wipe? You don't.
You're not going back to front.
It's called a wipe. It ain't a triple, quadruple wiper. What kind of ply you use?
I hope 40.
Quadruple ply.
I used 100 count Egyptian toilet paper.
Okay, none of my pins right. What the hell?
Just be nice to fat.
I'm not giving you a good one either.
I don't need you.
What are you? Are you going to write down bad words?
No, I'm trying to write with my left hand.
Oh.
Oh, I did.
I can't do it.
I can't at all. I mean, like, it's literally like this right here. I mean, all day writing. But then this one is like, what is this new thing in my hand? Good.
I can't five-knuckle shuffle with my left hand. I'd slip and hit something.
It's like riding a bicycle, but like, okay, I'm going to get on a motorcycle now. How do I do this?
It's kind of harder.
Oh, okay. So look, maybe I'm the wrong person to ask about the armpits because I got the rash. That's why I had to switch deodorants to aluminum free.
Oh, you got the rash?
Yeah, it's like an awful rash.
The rash? We're going to start calling him Arthur. Arthur Rash.
Okay.
So I can't wear antiperspirants anymore. It's not because of this, because I have AIDS.
Yeah.
But I had to switch to...
We don't have to tell anybody.
I thought you had to now.
Not with that new medicine you're on.
That blew my mind watching that commercial.
We just see these same commercials all the time. Fat Boy and I are like, wait a minute. They know something we don't. The algorithm keeps giving us AIDS commercials.
Because I looked up the stats. There are a lot of people that have it around here.
And don't have to... I'm lost on that.
And
I don't
they
understand
do have to.
You don't have to tell your sexual partner.
It said you were undetectable.
How could you not tell that person?
You're a jerk.
Yeah,
it's not when
the dude
takes the rubber off.
If you have that, or if you have the other.
What's the other? Scabies.
HIV, syphilis.
Like, I don't think you have to tell them your viral load or anything.
No.
Like,
or if you have, what do you call that?
Herpes score?
Simplex, one or two.
Herpes simplex.
You should disc.
That's a wrestling
that.
Move.
What's the thing girls have?
Or chlamydia.
Like they were born with it.
Chlamydia. No.
No. What's it?
God bless.
Oh, your kid's born, but seems to have a little chlamydia.
That sound like, that's got like tones of Xanadu on it. Like, where are you guys going on vacation?
Genital wars? You better discuss that.
You went to Tulum last year. Where are you going this year? We're going to chlamydia.
Is that macronium? It's chlamydia.
Just put a helmet on that thing.
No, this is where...
Attention!
The HPV. Girls are born with it, right? So it turns into herpes.
Pavlova virus.
Doesn't it turn into herpes? Or it could.
The love bug?
Something about girls being born with herpes that I remember
it's
hearing
like
somewhere.
If you've born, if you had, what is it? If you had chicken pox, you know.
You will get shingles.
You
shingles.
Will. You'll get shingles.
I got to
that's
that
where
up.
I go and get, buy my groceries, Paige.
You do it, shingles?
Yeah, I go there.
Are girls born with herpes?
It's a regular angle.
It's a human papilloma or virus or whatever that is.
See, that sounds like a
HSV.
Sounds like a horse race.
It is sexually transmitted and can cause warts.
So that will just like activates it. If
increases
like
the risk of certain cancers.
Ugh.
HPV is not good.
Well, I don't know anybody that said it was.
Okay, this is if the mother has it, the kid could have it called neonatal herpes.
Yes.
That sounds like a band, actually.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Ground Zero, is neonatal herpes.
Like, okay, maybe I misheard it. I thought women were born with herpes.
No, you're
I'm
not.
Sorry.
You should not be born with that.
I apologize, ladies. So,
like, if you have anything like this,
I don't want you to have it.
I ain't. No.
Warts. You do not.
Look at them. Come on.
You're gross. Why did you just save it as your background page? Stop.
Because
so weird.
I have to know these.
I'm gassy today. You better stop.
If I'm working in touching people with their. Their skin condition.
I told you.
Was that the chair?
That was not.
Deal breaker.
That's what I'm telling you. That's how I will. This is a war. You try to show me those photos.
Any
I'll fart toward you.
I don't want to know. I don't want yourself problems.
That's his mutant power.
Whoa. Keep your
he's gonna fan
functions.
It. He's the fart fan. That's his
day
X-Man
two
power.
Of vegetable day.
Send it north, my friend, or
doesn't
south.
Doesn't work over here.
Send it south.
I've got automatic recirculation. I know how to fight his mutant power.
Fan. You start blowing it toward me.
Yep. It's like you blow into kids' food.
That's why he wears shorts, because he has a fan in his britches.
Thank God there's no bleep show. I'd have had to bleep what I just said to make more work. That's why you don't blow into kids' food.
Oh, yes. Oh, no.
That's why.
You know what I started doing, though? We'll come back to it, perhaps. But
blowing on kids' food?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. I've started, after I go to the bathroom, whether it be one or two, only at home. I should probably do this everywhere. I've started...
I think I know what you're going to say.
Standing up and closing the lid before I flush.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say you were like examining it, taking pictures. No. Because you should with your stool.
I did that with the cow the one time. Because I was like, I thought it was wormy. And it was not. It was just streaks of.
But you stuck a monocle to like, your cow's butthole.
So the turd had like a brindle coat to it.
And a lot
it was very
of animals,
odd looking.
They have
worms. Tie-dyed and sorts.
And they can get anemia from that, so you need to take care of your cows.
Oh, Lord. Do they have to tell me if they have that, though?
You would see it in their poo-poo because you'd see it crawling around.
Do you have that? Nay. All right, Paige.
Yes, we're good here.
Let's talk about something serious. Let's talk about Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, gosh. Well, I don't want to get that serious with somebody having prostate cancer.
Oh, God.
But yeah. I'm going to tell you, and we'll talk about that, but one in five workers do this at least 20 times a day.
20 times
one
a day?
One in five. That's about the rate of people smoking. So I'm going to say smoke a cigarette. But do you count smokers as vapors?
Because
vapors can go in like, you know.
No, they're different people. They want to distinguish from each other.
They
but
are the same.
Vapors is not an activity. They're not sitting there sitting around, hey, did you hear about Carl upstairs?
You have to go in the same section because you can't vape inside.
But what? You know people do.
Therefore,
I see it do it at Walmart and stuff.
That's why they go to the vape stores. They can all hang out and blow clouds.
They cannot blow. Sorry. Not in this building. You should not.
No,
it's not in a building, no, but I'm saying you see people do it in public. Like, I see people do it in Walmart. They suck on their fingers and you see smoke come out.
Yep. I got a neighbor that smokes constantly. He won't stop. And I live downwind from
him. But anyway, I'm going to go vaping / smoking 20 times a day during the workday. One in five.
I'll say pick the nose.
No. Okay.
That's what I'm going to say. Well, show me nose, Steve.
You will tell us that next?
I'm going to give you the answer next. It's none of those, but that's okay.
Damn it. And where's prostate cancer come in? That's something different.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
I don't want to dwell on that because it's really sad.
Okay, good.
Boy, I mean, it's fueling a lot of people's fires.
What, prostate?
Talk about Biden's prostate cancer. I mean, like, it ain't like a secret
at
this point.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know it.
What it is.
You didn't know it for real?
Yeah, I did. All right, we will come back and talk about that and more things. Good morning, everyone.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with this. Former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. He got the diagnosis on Friday. His people admit that it's an aggressive form, a 9 out of 10, but it appears to be manageable.
You know what sucks about this whole thing?
A lot.
There's always a naysayer or somebody that makes a point just to make a point. There's a doctor on X that was saying, like, this specific type of diagnosis is not something that you would just get. It was something you would have to know way ahead of time to get in front of it. Because the doctor that tweeted it was like, this is like on the like borderline malpractice, getting this type of diagnosis this late in the game.
Well, back in 2021, according to this, Joe had a benign precancerous polyp removed during a colonoscopy.
Oh, that's how you say that word.
And in 2023, he had a small skin lesion with cancerous tissue removed from his chest.
Damn.
It just sucks that people
are saying that. So is Fatboy Richardson, the doctor, is he trying to say that that's probably why he didn't run?
He was saying this was all kept under the rug. That everybody knew it already, and people were uninformed. But then again, when it comes to your HIPAA and whatnot, I know you're the president, but still, you got a right to some privacy, right?
No matter who you are. Of course, and many people survive cancer.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, did you know that 1 in 5 workers do this at least 20 times a day?
Okay.
I'm going to stick with pick their nose. Mm-hmm. That's what Ron's probably doing right now.
We're going to stick with some kind of nicotine intake, whether it be a vape or a smoke.
That's nice.
He's got grass hanging out of his nose.
Okay. Well, according to this, 88% of workers, working adults, say they check their email at least once a day, even on vacation.
I thought you said 1 in 5.
Oh, no.
88%, that's a lot.
Corporate loves these type of stories.
So 1 in 5 say they check their email at least 20 times a day. Like they're constantly checking.
No.
I'm curious to know the intervals in between. If you don't check it within a few hours, are you getting like a text or a heads up like, you know, hey, check the email?
But
it's like I worked already.
I know. The thing.
Yeah, I don't have the notifications on. But I mean, a lot of times it's just out of boredom. Like, I've already went through Instagram and everything. I'm like, yeah, let's check the work email.
I've gotten the habit of doing it every few hours at least, which doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know.
So maybe I try to do it better. Yeah. 8 times a day, then maybe you do.
Well, I have it open here. So. When we're here, I leave it open.
Yeah.
And I open it at home late in the afternoon for the next day.
Uh-huh.
In between that is a couple phone checks maybe. But, I mean, honestly, I didn't want to get the riot act read to me again about email, so kind of got in the habit of checking it more again.
I do like the availability to text when for those situations.
Yeah,
like if the boss man says, hey, check your email by text, then it alerts me like, oh, I should check my email.
But he won't tell you. It's like, hey, I don't want to spoil it for you. Good or bad.
Yeah.
Just go check it.
Just go check. Yeah, you're right. He doesn't say, I just sent the Chattanooga numbers. They were awesome.
That's it.
He didn't. Oh, thank you. It's just like, yeah. Hey, when you get a second, check your email.
Sometimes they'll send the arrow down like that. Follow it.
Are you there?
Circling back on this.
So only 1 in 5 people open all their emails. 21% say they open an email no matter what, even if they think it might be spam. I don't open every single one.
Yeah, I could easily see how people let it build up to 15, 17, 18,000 email. Because the spam, it don't just go to the spam folder now. It goes everywhere.
Well, and they also change, like now, you know, the algorithm for email sucks because they separate like social promotion, like with Gmail, I'm saying. Social promotions, people you just talk to, like it's all separate now. I don't like it.
Well, do you get them in text form now? Like you'll get some text spam that's you'll have 10 messages before you know it.
SMS. You just write stop to them.
But I feel like some of them, they keep coming after you. Like I blocked you already. How are you coming to me from a different number?
Like somebody was trying to Bitcoin scam me over the weekend page. Fatboy called it. He knew. He was right too.
But other people that would look at it.
Other people would look at it and say, all right, this is good.
Remember we had somebody that worked here years and years ago. And this person wasn't too smart, and it was a woman. And she clicked on something she wasn't supposed to click on, and then it just became a whole big thing throughout the whole company.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you. And
that was then. It's more intricate now and tricky.
Rest in peace. 1 month today. One time, Hey Baby was having issues with one of her utility bills, and she could not find the
Hey
Mama, the bill. So she Googled the name of the business. And just clicked the very first one and started inputting all her info, and that was not the business. They're taking advantage of older people Googling the name of the business, and they sponsor, which Google should not allow them to buy those keywords or whatever to outperform the business, especially when it's scammy like that.
You said a month already?
Yeah, a month ago today.
So the guy who's pitching a show worked on shows like Duck Dynasty and Millionaire Matchmaker. This guy is pitching a show where the government is backing a reality show where immigrants compete for citizenship. So the show would be called The American, and it would have contestants riding around the country on a train competing in regionally specific contests like log rolling in Wisconsin or things like that.
Oh God.
I think it's important.
Is the government cool with, like, I've seen this and the government says yes.
Uh-huh. Homeland Security.
Well, I mean, if you don't have the $1 billion
backing a proposal.
Gold card, you should be able to have that too. God, that's like Running Man stuff.
You know what? I would watch it at least once. Just kind of see how it's
set up. Who's hosting? Is it Seacrest? Mm-mm.
That's what's gonna be the big thing.
Doesn't say.
They should make it like
it'd be Ken Jennings or somebody like that.
What if it's like, can't think of his name now. George Lopez. What if it's Fluffy?
Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah.
You know what? He could do it. Or
Rosie Perez.
He would have to have the most successful immigrant to this country of all times. And I don't know if he would do it.
So then,
I don't know if you can understand him doing it either.
The guy that's pitching this thing, he says, I am merely trying to make a show that celebrates what it means to be an American through the eyes of the people who want it the most. And the winner would
tell me Greenwood's doing the theme song, please.
Would be sworn in on the steps of the U.S. Capitol.
Not lead the city of Greenwood.
You know, we took the test. It's not an easy test to take.
It is not.
You have to know history.
And I might have failed it. I'm not advocating for me to get kicked out of the country because I got nowhere to go.
I don't think you can now.
I can't live in Mexico because I can't tan well, and Canada is too cold.
You have to have your new ID to get in and out now.
Yeah, you don't have a real ID. You have a fake ID. That's what they are now. I mean, they're a real driver's license, but not a real ID.
I have to get the real ID.
God, are they still putting the same information on the fake ones? Just changing the date of birth? So you don't have to memorize all about how many people know their information anyway.
I don't know my driver's license number. I know so many people that do. I never had a reason to learn it.
I know the number. I don't know the expiration or the issue date, any of that stuff.
Oh. I just know mine is a dreadful photo. Completely awful.
No, mine's not good either.
I didn't think I was going to do a retake. I thought I was just doing a change of address. They're like, hey, it's time to update your thing. And I'm like, God.
And by the time your picture comes up, you've fallen asleep, nodded off twice waiting because it's 2 hours and wait at every DMV. It's not a good situation.
Yeah,
it's just, I don't know, man. I used to have a few IDs. Well, just let me keep a picture off of this one. I forgot what I was really going to say.
You just said pisser.
Pitcher.
My fake, man, I wonder, like at Dick's Last Resort, how often they changed the wall out, because mine was there.
You're on there.
Mine was there.
God, I can't remember your name.
The scanners, that's what I was going to say. They got the scanners now.
Oh, yeah.
Tells you if it's fake or not.
Matt Walker is hanging up there somewhere.
Matt Walker.
I was so original with that. I'm going to use the same first name because they're going to try to use that. Hey, Matt, come here. And if that wasn't my real name, I would have been like, huh?
I feel like they don't get as dirty as they could or used to at Dick's. Fuck, it's a little mild now.
Yeah.
As far as what they write on your hat. Like, it's nothing graphic.
Yeah, wow. I haven't been back since. I mean, I've...
After they took Mount Walker's idea.
Yeah.
Was that the first stop of the night?
Second. That's
what, okay.
Oh, man.
So at least you got some more answers.
No more beer for you.
I got into the dollhouse with it. We drove there the first night before we even had a place. The room didn't open until like 4 on the Saturday. So we said, well, we'll just stay up all night. Then we go to the dollhouse and then just go sit in the car at the beach and just I slept.
Imagine you can't go to the Pink Pony now because it's been ruined because of the song.
Yeah, but the guy was, well, I was with like 4, 6, 7, 8 guys.
Hell yeah.
My friends.
Hell yeah.
Remember the one, though, he was drunk and he's standing there talking to the teller of the hotel clerk through the security window?
Yep. He would remember.
He pulled himself out and started peeing in the lobby.
Hell yeah.
No, hell no.
That's dirty.
That was awful.
Okay.
Got a load of my Bo Jacksons.
I think a room just opened up, boys.
All right. When we come back, Paige, that was one of the better ones.
Thank you.
When we come back.
That was the clerk, by the way. It wasn't you or the friends.
I'm breaking a rule. During the mail sack, I'm reading a direct message. And only because this one came directly to me, and it's talking about Fat Boy, and it's somebody in his personal life.
Well, it is mail, right? Like, it does count.
It's a direct message, yeah. So we'll work it in. You're friends now. I hope you remain friends right after this. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.